Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, has blamed Pakistan's Federal Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi and Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, PMLN, of ordering tear gas shelling at D Chowk in Islamabad on Saturday, ANI reported. The video shared by Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, on X shows security personnel using tear gas against protesters. PTI has been arranging protests against the government in Islamabad and Lahore. While sharing the video on X, Imran Khan's party states, Mohsin Naqvi and PMLN have ordered massive tear gas shelling at D Chowk. Attacking your own peaceful protesters won't stop them. Khyber Pakhtunkhwa CM Ali Amin Gendapur, along with his convoy, reached Islamabad, as announced by PTI on Saturday, ANI reported. In a statement posted on X, former Pakistani PM Imran Khan urged people to continue travelling to D Chowk and join Ali Amin's convoy. He commended the citizens of North Punjab, Islamabad, and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Additionally, he urged Punjabis to travel to Minar-i-Pakistan in Lahore. Imran Khan's statement shared by PTI reads, I am so proud of all our people. Thank you for keeping the faith. You showed unfaltering resilience and courage as you came out yesterday and overcame unbelievable obstacles to keep marching forward towards D Chowk. You fought through the fascist government's endless shelling and firing, you overcame the containers, the dug-up motorway and the iron nails placed there to keep moving forward the women and elderly men along with the youth all showing relentless strength and fortitude. I am calling on everyone to keep heading to D Chowk and join Ali Amin's convoy. I especially want to commend our people from KP, North Punjab and Islamabad. You have defeated insurmountable obstacles, including shelling, chemicals fired from helicopters, trenches and nails on the motorway, with your determination and commitment. I am also asking our people from Punjab to move towards Minar-i-Pakistan in Lahore, he added. Imran Khan referred to the demonstrations as a fight for Hakiki Azadi, the nation where residents can actually live as free citizens under the constitution and the rule of law, as envisioned by Muhammad Ali Jinnah, Pakistan's first Governor General. Khan's statement reads, if they cannot make it there they must join the protests in their cities. This is a fight for Hakiki Azadi so we can truly live as free citizens in our country within the constitution and rule of law as envisaged by our founder Quaid-e-Azam Muhammad Ali Jinnah Khan, who served as Pakistan's Prime Minister from 2018 to 2022, has been detained in Adiala Jail since August 2023 on several allegations, including the Toshakhana case and an Islamic marriage case. On Friday, PTI said that police arrested the sisters of former Pakistan PM Imran Khan Alima Khan and Uzma Khan from D Chowk in Islamabad for exercising her right of peaceful protest. Imran Khan's party referred to the government as fake and victim of panic, claiming that by denying people their fundamental rights in order to uphold their illegitimate power, the government is going beyond the bounds of fascism. In a post on X, PTI stated, former PM Imran Khan's sister Alima Khan has been arrested by the police at D Chowk for exercising her right of peaceful protest. Such is the state of affairs in Pakistan under a fascist regime where citizens have been completely ripped of their fundamental rights. The party also mentioned Uzma Khan's arrest on X, stating, Imran Khan that sister Uzmi Khan was also illegally arrested from D Chowk, the fake government is a victim of panic. Police arrested Alima and Uzma Khan when they arrived at D Chowk to join PTI workers in the planned protest. Police have taken them to the Secretariat Police Station, ANI reported. According to ANI, the Punjab government banned political gatherings, marches, and rallies using Section 144, and on Friday it stationed Rangers forces in four locations within the state. Furthermore, the cities of Lahore, Rawalpindi, Attock, and Sargodha have implemented Section 144. As per ANI, Rangers have also been brought in to help with upholding law and order. In the meantime, the Punjab government has asked three Lahore-based Rangers businesses to provide their services, specifically for October 5. In Rawalpindi, Attock, and Sargodha, Section 144 will be in force for 3 days, from October 4 to October 6, ANI reported, with inputs from ANI.